This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Another thing we learned in our poll is that a majority of Americans, and this is across party lines, a majority of Americans say we are in a trade war. They're not especially worried about it. Just 4% say trade is their top economic concern. But on the theory that nobody knows which way the current U.S.-Chinese trade relationship, shall we say, is going to go, what might get more people more worried? Well, one way things could get nastier is if China starts selling off some of the American debt that it holds. So Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at the likelihood that might happen.
The U.S. government spends more each year than it brings in revenue. And to cover that shortfall, it borrows money, selling treasury bonds. China owns more of these treasuries than any other country, about $1.2 trillion with a T, dollars. And this has been a source of anxiety long before the current trade war. Here's Hillary Clinton on the presidential campaign trail back in 2007.
We are now dependent upon China, and how do you get tough on your banker?
Thing is, China's stockpile of treasury bonds is a very small fraction of the total U.S. debt, about 5%. Mary Gallagher is the director of the Center for Chinese Studies at the University of Michigan.
I think the notion of China as our banker is overblown, both in terms of how much debt is actually owned and also whether or not there are alternative buyers.
But while China owns lots of treasuries, it hasn't actually been buying many more in recent years. So the question is, really, would China dump the U.S. debt it owns as a weapon in the ongoing trade war? You know, flood the market with lots of bonds to try and mess with the U.S. economy. Gallagher thinks maybe?
Anything is, I think, possible given the fact that the trade war is more pointed than I think people initially expected.
But selling off a bunch of treasuries would likely mean selling at a discount, meaning losses for China.
A fire sale means that the price of bonds will be lower.
Wing Wu at UC Davis thinks China would have to be provoked to resort to that.
It's unlikely that the Chinese would use this option unless they are outraged by some American actions which they view as excessive.
Short term, as bond prices fall, the yields or interest rate the market demands would increase. That would raise borrowing costs on lots of types of loans. Brad Setzer with the Council on Foreign Relations says Federal Reserve to the rescue.
The Federal Reserve has all the tools needed to limit the damage that China could cause through sales.
The Fed could tweak its plans to raise interest rates in order to offset any fallout from China's bond sales.
That's why I am much more worried about the risk that China might conclude that it just wants a weaker currency and try to respond to tariffs in that way.
Setzer says allowing the Chinese currency to depreciate against the dollar would make its goods cheaper globally, and that would be much more disruptive and much harder for the U.S. to counteract. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
We've got a graphic on our Instagram, by the way, of the top 10 foreign territories that do hold U.S. debt. Check it out. We are at Marketplace APM.